Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweis. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Robinson and he is out, LePon applying the tag. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. LePond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Doby reaches second base with a double. Sternweiss moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson pinch runs for Luke Easter. Hal White now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sternweiss scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White spins and fires to second, with LePond covering, and Kennedy is picked off. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Hal White. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.